keep rolling here this morning. Let's talk a little basketball. And it promises to be an exciting weekend of top quality basketball. This weekend, upcoming, Carl English of the St. John's Edge has returned to the lineup after six games away from the team. He joins me live. Good morning, Carl.
Paddy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you? How are you feeling? And what's the prospects of getting into game shape quick?
I'm always in game shape.
I keep myself
ready. Even when I was down, I had a small tear in a calf muscle. I guess I was compensating from the last injury I was recovering from. I came back a little early for that one so I could be ready for the home opener. So I kept in game shape. And then I had all this week and all last week. I've been preparing and training, so I'll be fine.
And you slot back into a team that's really flying. I mean, start the season 1-4, been 10-1 in your last 11 games. The boys are hot.
Yeah, we're playing much better. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, and you know, you can always improve on different things. You know, when you're looking to make a run like we are, you want to nip certain things in the butt right now. And I think the biggest thing is just getting used to each other and more energy, more intensity, you know, better shot selection, better execution. But that'll all come in time. I think the key thing right now is we have some good personnel there, and we were missing some bigs, and we got them now. So it'll be interesting. Really looking forward to the weekend.
What do you make of the impact that Glenn Davis has had on the team? Of course, he brings a pretty impressive pedigree as an NBA player. He's had his challenges with the law and what have you. How does he mix in with the team? Because it's a different beast when you get a guy like Big Baby Davis.
They had a totally, totally different beast. To be honest with you, when you get an NBA guy like that, and I've seen it so much in my career in Europe, they could come and it could be either way. It could be great, or they could just be like a total prima donna and not buy in at all. Well, Glenn has been the opposite. He's been amazing, in my words. Just his attitude. Obviously, he's nowhere near the shape that he wants to be in. I can see the improvement in every game and every day. But just from an attitude standpoint and the energy and the advice he brings and the positivity, I mean, I think someone told me the other day it's the first time they saw me smile in a year. I, it's a lot of pressure comes, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. I've always been that way, and I want to win so bad for Newfoundland. And, you know, a guy like Glenn that comes here will take some of that leadership off me. You know, and now you have two voices in the room, so it's not just me. And then he comes with a swag about him as well. And then he's always funny and having fun. And, you know, sometimes you can make light of situations and it takes the pressure off, you know. So just from I have nothing but good things to say. You know, he has no problem interacting with the fans. He's great with his teammates, practices extremely hard. And I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but he was telling me about Jig's dinner the other day, so I don't know if we need him on any Jig's dinner, but that's just me.
He certainly doesn't need two plates, because as you say, he's still trying to get in the shape he wants to be in, running up and back the floor. Edge do a great job getting out in the community, and I saw I thought it was an awesome story where the boys got out there and played some wheelchair basketball with the Canada Games wheelchair team. How'd that go?
That was good. I mean, that was one that I pushed a lot because I did it last year. And it's touch and go because athletes are really superstitious. You know what I mean? You stay away from crutches, you stay away from wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. But with an event like this, you know, I encouraged them to come out and see what it was all about. And I did it last year and I did it again this year. And the kids and the people in that group are amazing. And to me personally, just inspirational. When you get up every day and you're faced with a challenge or whatever it may be, a lost limb or paralyzed or whatever it is, and you still face the day and you get out and you fight and, you know, you're determined to be something and to continue on. To me, that's just amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you take so much for granted, and when you go there, it's just an eye-opener for me. And I try to interact with them, and I told them, come down. Anytime you want to come to the games, just call me, whatever. I'll do whatever I can. But that whole group and the volunteers and the people in the organization, and we just wanted to spread the word because a lot of times these groups have, you know, they don't have a lot of funding, and they don't have a lot of money. And, you know, I'm doing another one now. I probably shouldn't release yet, but something for the Special Olympics and stuff as well. So there's all these groups that a lot of people don't know about because they're not in the limelight, and anything we can do to give back, to bring, you know, to bring them front and center where they can make fundraising a little bit easier so that they can achieve their goals is, you know, that's what makes it all worthwhile, in my opinion.
Yeah, good man. Make sure you let me know what I can do to put it back in the limelight and spotlight where it absolutely belongs. Carl, before we let you go, so here comes Canada basketball in February, a couple of World Cup qualifiers. We've got Venezuela and Chile. What do you make of it all?
Patty, we might have to have that one on a later topic. I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, it'd be great to, it's great that they're coming. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate with the new format that the NBA guys are not coming. That's why I'm pushing to try to get the Raptors here, you know, try to get the fans. You know, not a lot of people can get off the island to go see these guys play or see the NBA guys play. So we got some European guys. I don't know who's going to show up. It's always touch and go on who's going to be there. The games don't mean anything. I mean, they do something for standing, but at the end of the day, the goal is reached right now. So it'll be interesting to see which guys come. I know when I was in Europe, initially when this started, you know, a lot of the big teams don't release their guys. So it's tough to see who's going to come because you're in the heart of their season over there where you're making playoff pushes and you're, you know, you're fighting for things over there and that's who's paying you. So it'll be interesting to see who comes and what to make of it and what they have. And I'm sure they'll have some NBL guys as well, I'm thinking, and because you don't get the college guys. So I guess the most interesting thing for the people around here is what are you paying to see? So who's going to be there?
Mm-hmm. We'll wait and see how the team develops and get a roster leading into the World Cup qualifiers coming up in the 21st and 24th of February. We wish you and the Edge that are hot had a real streak here, undefeated in 2019, four in a row. London Lightning are in town Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Still tickets available. Get down and cheer on the lads. Good talk to you, Carl. Good luck.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Thanks, man.
Welcome. Bye-bye. That's okay, Carl English, of course. He's the driving force, the face of, and star player for the St. John's Edge.